Hello again and welcome. So many things has been happening in this world. First we had COVID-19, now we have the war, and then we have people losing their minds, losing control. But you want to know something? These things has always been there. It's just now that we see a great deal of it. And you wonder why? Why couldn't we see it before and we are noticing now? The reason why, because it was covered. How was it covered? Well, you didn't hear everything in the news, number one. And believe it or not, you know, these police officers were doing what they were doing, their job. But now it's like when I read or I hear that people who have done things that they go to court and then they release the next day, then you think again, what is really going on here? And then we have a war that's happening because this government says that the person that is in charge is killing and mistreating people in their country. But you know something? When you look at things, that has always happened from generation to generation to generation. It always exists. Again, it was just not shown or told. But then now it is. And is it for the right reason that this war is happening, or is it is? It's about oil. There's so much things that people choose to think about, people choose not to think about. Everybody can blame, you know, blames the president. He doesn't know what he's doing. You know, he's looking for war. He's looking for this. He's looking for that. But everything happens for a reason, and the timing, believe it or not, is always right. As messed up as it sounds. So you started with COVID-19. And then you go with the war. And then all of a sudden, people are losing their faculties completely. People are coming out of the woodwork and it's like, did this person really do this? Is these things happening in the train stations, in the streets? And you, again, you wonder why? Because everything has a reason. Nothing starts from nothing. Nothing happens because it happens. Everything starts because it's planned. And it's a range, because there's more to it than just this, and there's more to come. Instead of us going up, we're heading down. Now the gas is a lot of money for a lot of people. And of course now the prices of food is gonna go up, because hey, you know, the trucks are the ones that bring our food, and they're the ones that use gas too. So everybody's beginning to worry. You keep wondering, oh, well, this is just going to pass and, you know, there's going to be an end to this. There's always an end to something. But is the ending the right choice? Or is the ending of a new beginning? Of more disaster? More things to come? And then these politics sit up there thinking that they're powerful, they're God. They control everything. Not the president, but people underneath him. And what are they pushing for? What is it that they're looking for? And I can tell you a couple of things. But you know something? I want you to think. Realize. Open up what's already inside of you, because you could see and you can hear. But what are you willing to see? What are you willing to hear? What is it you were willing to accept and not accept? Is it scary? Yes. But in reality, it's always been scary. In a sense that you live in a world that when you least expect it, something is going to occur. Sometimes it's personal, and sometimes life has a way of knocking you down. Sometimes people wake up and some people don't, and they stay completely blissed because it's safer and it's comfortable for them to stay like that. My student says, but what can we do? Everybody fights for something. Everybody goes on strike for something. And I always felt that when individuals have groups to go on strike or to be heard, instead of being separate, why can't everybody get together and let their voices be heard instead of dividing these groups? That's one. The other thing is teaching, making people aware of what's going on and seeing the reality of it. And yes, you can look at me and say, well, that's your reality. And I would say, you're correct, but it is the reality. You can ignore everything, but don't say that you wasn't told. Can one person make a difference? Of course not. I always wonder, how can I make a difference when there are people who are not willing to see or to hear? And what I realize that I can't not change the world, and I can't change human beings, because that's not my job to change you. That is your job, to give yourself permission to want to grow and learn and be better than what you are, to be aware, to have knowledge and wisdom. And then hopefully you can pass that on to others. And perhaps by giving to others, and others giving to others, and others giving to others, that maybe they can always get together and support each other as a group, as a whole. And maybe that will never happen. But at least there will be people out there that will be aware, that will gain that knowledge and wisdom, and can make a difference in their small ways. And that's what it's about, trying to make a difference and helping. Everybody wants to stay on this earth because they feel that this earth has something. But what does it have if you're not willing to learn and gain knowledge and grow? Then what is the purpose? Is it about money, power, material things, having the best, being successful? But let me ask you something. Can you take that when you leave this earth? The only thing that you leave is yourself, your spirit, and your soul, and the knowledge and the wisdom you gain. It is so hard for people to be humble and caring because they're so angry within themselves, miserable within themselves, and frustrated. And sometimes I say to myself, why would you want to live like that? Why? If you want to live, then why don't you make it the best that you can by making yourself better first, by getting to know who and what you are, and by allowing yourself to grow and gain wisdom and knowledge. One thing that we all have in common, that no matter how much we try to avoid, we are going to leave this earth one way or the other. Unfortunate, some will leave tragically. Some will be killed. A lot of people are dying now in this war. And children are being left orphans. Tragic happens. And as much as I wish I can make the biggest difference, I have to acknowledge that I can. But if I can help people wake up and learn to be the person you are meant to be, and learn all these secrets that is held within yourself from the moment that you were born, and that you can share that with others, share your truth, because everybody's truth is different. No truth is the same. And that's what makes it beautiful, is that everyone has their truth. And these months, the sadness, the cry, the yelling, no one hears it. The unknown for many is the most scariest thing. I always look forward to the unknown, because I know there's something that I'm going to learn and grow from. And it might not be the way that I want it, but it's the way that it's supposed to be. Everyone wants peace, but no one is doing anything to get that peace. Not just for the people out there in the world, but for you. Where is that peace within you? Where? We jump from one tragic to another. There was a time that they arrested all these immigrants and took their children away. And now that doesn't exist, because now something else took its place. And something else would take its place. And something else would take its place. Because that's the way the world has lived from generation. And it knows how to use us and manipulate us. Especially our minds and our emotions. It makes us get angry. And when something good is happening, it makes you feel happy. Because that's what they do. So when you allow that, and you give that control out there, when do you take that control back? When? And make a difference. A lot of humans have lost that control, because they go by the way the system and society is run. And the worst of it all, the children are the ones that are suffering. There is no respect no more for the elderly. There is no mercy no more, just cruelty. For everyone has become selfish, and these children are the future. And a lot of us can say, well, they're going to end up in jail anyhow. But how many will escape? How many will continue that path? The biggest crook are the ones that are running this country. And then you vote for these people because you believe in these people and you think they're going to make a difference, and they don't. And that's what I don't understand. They really don't make that much difference. They give you a piece of something so you can shut up and be satisfied. Just a piece. So you can say, yes, he did what he was supposed to do. But did he really do what he was supposed to do? I haven't voted for years because I don't believe in this government. I don't believe in these human beings, because they go out there and they try to convince you by telling you the truth. But what truth are they telling you? Their truth or your truth? But my truth can be their truth. Just like their truth cannot be my truth. It's all a game. It's all a joke. It really is. When people say freedom, do you really have freedom? You have freedom to what? You must get up in the morning to go to work. You must eat lunch at the time you're supposed to. You go home at the time you're supposed to. You got to go to bed at a certain time to get up again. Everything is run the way that it's supposed to, but we're puppets. That's what we are. They took this land from the Indians for a dollar after they killed them. And then they decided to take lands and put price on these lands and on these houses. Everything that they chose happened. The rent increase happened. Taxes happened. All these things happened. Not because I asked for it. And I don't think that you asked for it neither. But they had to find a way for a system to work, to be controlled. Because you can go out there and say, it's unfair for the gas to go up. It's unfair for the rent increase. It's unfair for paying more on food. It's unfair for paying for clothes. It's unfair. And they're going to listen to you. But they're not really going to hear you. Because it's going to be the way they choose to. When I learned that at a very young age, with the help of the spirits, I realized that I couldn't really change the world, but just maybe I can help for people to have a change in their lives so that they don't feel miserable constantly, worrying constantly, being fearful constantly, not knowing where to go, who to trust. It's just a thing that to bring peace and to learn how to deal with this life that we are all living and making the best that we can. But at the same time, being humble and caring and compassionate to others. Are there people that are greedy and selfish? Absolutely. Absolutely. Are they murderers, rapists, trafficking, drugs? Absolutely. And they come in any and every race. So you can't say it's only one race. It's all race that is happening too. And I don't understand how you can be racist neither. Because it's not just one race. It's all races. And we waste our time with all this baloney, this garbage, because that's the way the system runs it. It builds hate on one end, and then it tries to be happy in the other. But it's when they choose for it to be. I tell my students that out of 100, I give 10%. But I keep the other 90%. I don't want to leave this earth with anger, hostility, I don't want to leave this earth with unsolved issues or problems. I don't want to do that. And you'll ask, why? Because when I come back, number one, I hope I don't come back to this earth, but somewhere else. But if I have to come back as a teacher, I want to know more. I want to leave with all the knowledge and wisdom that I have so I can bring that back. And perhaps I can start better off than when I started when I first came into this earth to learn all these lessons. Maybe I could be ahead of time a little bit more. And maybe my journey would make a big difference more than what it's doing now. Because a lot of people don't want to hear it. But you know something? It's funny. They'd rather go read their cards and find out their future. Because all they want to hear is, you're going to find a man, you're going to find a woman, money's coming in, things are good. Oh, but watch out for your neighbor, watch out for this. Be careful where you put your wallet, be careful where you put your purse. That people are willing to hear. I never liked politics, just like I never liked religion. Those two never mixed in my journey. When you have conversations about those two things, a lot of hostility comes out of people. They feel they have to defend these people. But in reality, who's there to defend you? What can I say that will make a difference? I can't. I feel that I have said it over and over and over and over again. Is it because the world doesn't know me? Is it because I'm not featured on TV or in a magazine or making that money that people choose not to hear me? It can be that. Or perhaps I'm not educated enough for this system. Or perhaps I don't know what I'm talking about. But you know, to me it doesn't make a difference what you think of me, as long as I know my purpose and my journey. I have books people read, and then I have people that don't. Because no one wants to try and give themselves a chance. No one does. And that's sad. Because I learn from everyone. I'm not religious. I read the Bible, but I'm not religious. But it doesn't mean that I won't have a conversation with a person that is religious. Because maybe in that conversation that I'm having with that individual, I can get a message. I can get a message from any human being. It doesn't matter who. What makes us beautiful is that we're different and that we carry our own truth within ourselves. I tell my students to buy a book. Buy a couple of books for different reasons. But I tell them that book, those books that they're writing, is their Bible. It's their truth. Because they're the ones that are writing them. And hopefully, when they have their children can see that before they became a mother or a father, that they were human beings, and at times life wasn't easy for them, or making choices, or started in a negative way. And that shows these children that that these things occur, these things are real. And their journey might be completely different, but there will be bumps. There will be disappointment. There will be sadness. There will be pain and anguish. But in those books that my students wrote, it would have an answer for the things emotionally that they went through and how they dealt with it and how they fixed it. And that's something that these children need because they lost their ways. You know, when I start talking on the podcast, I don't know where my topic is going. I never do. It just happens. And it's not a topic that I haven't been here for so long and now I'm back and it's not the greatest topic. You know, there's no good feelings about it because everybody wants that. But I can't give something that is not true or that it doesn't feel truth. I just hope that if your eyes were closed, that perhaps it can open a little bit. And if your ears were shut down, that maybe you can open a little door inside your ear and take little baby steps. Make a difference, starting with yourself. And by doing that, you can help others to make a difference. We're not perfect, and we're never going to be perfect. I want to succeed in only two things in my life, and that's all I ask for. I want to succeed as a mother, and I want to succeed as a spiritual teacher. That's where I want to succeed, because that's what matters to me. It's really not about being successful out there in the world. It really isn't, because the moment the world takes a hold on you, they want to control you and tell you what you should, can't say, how to act, how to talk, how to present yourself, how to make that money, how to grab people's attention. And perhaps I lack all that, but it's okay, because no one controls spirituality. And it doesn't come with a price. And if you can't see that the gift I give you is free, then you're going to stay still for the rest of your life. And you're not going to learn or grow if you think that your answer and success for you is out there, because it isn't. Success is within yourself. Achievement is within yourself. That's where it comes, because that's a part that you'll take with you. You don't leave it here. That follows you. So take this and do what you feel is the right thing for you. You know, when I give my card and I tell people, I'm giving you this car, check my website. If you don't like it, throw the car in the garbage. And people say, but why do you say that? And I say, because that's the value that they're giving themselves. And the garbage, it doesn't bother me if they do at all. And it doesn't bother me if no one hears me at all. And you know why? Because I have people that do. And that to me is what's important. Not those that choose not to, but those that choose to. And they see the difference in their own lives, the growth, because they see their truth. That's what makes it worth for me, even when at times I feel like, what am I doing? Because we all reach that time in ourselves. And I remember why I do it. I thank you for taking time to hear me. I ask and pray that you all get to feel the peace and the laughter and the growth and the wisdom and the knowledge more than you ever have. And may your success be within you. Because that world out there, those people out there, all they want is what they can get. Because you're making them richer and richer and richer, while you're making things not as good as they, because they keep taking. But I pray that you become courageous and strong and never give up on yourself. I humble myself to all of you and hope that there will be peace within you. Until our next recording. Bye-bye.